And now the game where we invite accomplished people on to answer questions about things they know nothing about. It's called Not My Job. For two election cycles now, we have happily followed the adventures of Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, even naming him at one point the official hopeless Democratic presidential candidate of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Well, we are nothing if not fair around here, so we wanted to give him a chance to make his case. Congressman Kucinich, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now, this is, of course, your second race for the presidency. You did it in 2004. You didn't win. You didn't win. You came in, shall we say, middle of the pack. So what made you want to do it again?
Oh, because this time I intend to win.
Okay. Last time you weren't serious. You were just testing the waters. But this time,
I tried to win that, and I stayed in right till the end, and I intend to stick it out this time. And I think that there's a real chance, based on my stand for peace, that I've got a good chance to win.
You stayed in the race longer, I think, than any other candidate other than John Kerry, who eventually won the nomination. In fact, if I remember correctly, you dropped out officially just two or three days before the Democratic convention.
Yeah, that's true. Some would say that I stayed in the race actually longer than John Kerry did.
Yeah, well, there's that. You first came to national attention when you were elected mayor of Cleveland at a very young age. We have some Clevelanders here, apparently. And then after a couple of terms of mayor, you left office. And then we understand is that you spent some time, as they used to say, finding yourself. We understand that. You went out west, I know.
Actually, I really owed a debt of gratitude to the people of Cleveland for giving me something that I'd never give myself, and that is some time away from office.
Yes. We understand that one year during your time in the wilderness, the political wilderness, you earned $38 in a single year.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Yeah. Well, I got to know, how'd you make the $38?
That was probably the net.
Okay. Congressman Kucinich, we need to play the game with you, but I hope you forgive me. Years ago, and we've been wondering about this ever since we were first told it by Roxanne Roberts, of course, a regular on our show. She told us that among the Washington circles, you are known and admired for an astonishingly good Donald Duck impersonation.
Yeah, I've used that in presidential debates, I think.
Have you really?
Heard about
so
it.
My question is, A, is it true? And if it is true, can you favor us with a Donald Duck impersonation?
Oh, my God. You would know it was me anyhow, would you?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. So what do you think? Could you do like a little bit of your stump speech as Donald Duck? I mean, or anything
Duck.
You like.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you. This is going to be a rare cameo appearance.
All right.
But this is. Let's see. What could I do? How about Donald Duck with the first few lines of the Gettysburg Address?
Oh, sounds
great.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Is the audience ready for that?
Audience, I think the audience.
And the only thing I'm going to ask you is don't tell anybody.
No one will ever know, sir.
Okay, that's good. Just the CIA on the other end of the line.
Right, exactly.
Okay, here we go. There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sir, I think you just won the vote of every man, woman, and child in this room.
Well,
I gotta tell you.
Wait till the New Hampshire debates when I pull that out on Hillary.
No kidding.
Totally flummoxed.
No kidding.
Oh,
you know what?
Just to prepare you, have you heard her Felix the Cat?
I can't listen. You know what?
It's
I've
good.
Done. I have a. You know, I've got a million of them in.
All right.
Said, so I'm going to save them.
Well, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, we are delighted to have you with us at last. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Then I took a bead and brought down the old bull elephant with my trusty Rigby 470 caliber. What ho!
Congressman, since you're a well-known vegan and animal rights advocate, we thought we would ask you about the life and career of Bunny Allen, last of the great white hunters of Africa. Allen, who died in 2002 at the age of 96, was known for his cool hand, his fine marksmanship, and, of course, his skill at killing animals much larger than himself. We're going to ask you three questions about Bunny Allen we got from a Salon.com article. Answer at least two of those questions correctly. You will win a prize for one of our listeners Carl's voice on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Representative Kucinich playing for?
Well, the congressman is playing for Evan Molson of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ready to play?
No.
All right. But you're known for throwing yourself into things bravely, so here we go. So one day, this is your first question. So one day, Bunny is cornered by a charging herd of Cape buffalo, the most dangerous animal in Africa, according to him. The buffalo turned and charged him. He shot one, then he shot a second one, but now he's out of bullets, and a third buffalo is heading straight for him. What did he do? A, he grabbed the buffalo's horns, vaulted onto its back, and rode it around for a while. B, he pulled off his shirt and, using it as a cape, distracted the buffalo in the manner of a bullfighter. Or C, he immediately lay on the ground, knowing that buffalo have sensitive hooves and would not step on him.
Ooh. I'll say A.
You're going to say A. He grabbed the horns and artfully vaulted onto the animal's back. That's your choice?
That's my choice.
You are correct, sir. According to the story, he grabbed the horns, vaulted onto the back, and rode the buffalo around until one of his sons shot it from under him. The buffalo then rolled on top of him. But Bunny says, quote, I went under the beast's belly. Soft and warm it was in there. Lovely spot to snuggle down.
You what?
He did. He snuggled down. And he's a real person. Okay. Really. Talked just like that, too.
So it was like it became like a duvet.
It runs. He was very comfortable. Very comfortable. Next question. As you can imagine, in his career as a big game hunter and guide, he suffered a number of scars and injuries, including the loss of the ring finger on his left hand. How did he lose it? A, a wounded leopard chewed it off whilst Bunny was trying to remove a poison dart from its neck. B, out of money in a poker game, he bet his own finger and lost. Or C, he closed a car door on it.
I'll say C.
You're going to go for C, he closed a car door on it. You're right. Not all that glamorous, but the car, at least, was a Land Rover. Bunny said of his missing digit, quote, didn't miss it a bit. All it ever did was get in my way. All right, you're doing really well here. Last
wow.
question. In a lifetime of adventure, Bunny may be best known for one exploit in particular. What was it? A, killing a 14-ton bull elephant with only a can opener. B, seducing both Ava Gardner and Grace Kelly on the same safari.
Wow.
Or C, training his own hunting dog to accurately fire a rifle.
Oh, let's see. I'll say B.
You're going to go for B, seducing both Ava Gardner and Grace Kelly on the same safari. You're right. He did it.
Mogambo, yeah. Well,
exactly, Mogambo. Bunny was a legendary ladies' man. He was the safari leader for the shoot of the movie Mogambo back in the 50s. And apparently, whilst in camp, he enjoyed the favors of the film's two leading ladies, Ava Gardner and Grace Kelly. Frank Sinatra, who was Mr. Ava Gardner at the time, was also on the set. Bunny said of Sinatra, quote, a petty chap, I thought. He looked so unhappy.
Sounds like the guy did it his way.
He didn't lead in. He lived life his own way.
Wow.
Carl, how did Congressman Dennis Kucinich do in our quiz?
The congressman's an early winner here, Peter. He had three correct answers, so he wins for Evan Molson.
Wow. The Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me primary. You're the winner.
Very good, man. You know? I hope this experience bodes well for the rest of the campaign. Because you know what they say? As goes Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, so goes the nation.
I understand that. And since the presidency is really based on a multiple choice in the primaries, it should work out well.
Well, you know, when we played this game with Mitt Romney, he kept choosing two answers for
his
question.
Well, he kept wanting to change his answer. Yeah. Congressman Dennis Kucinich is in his sixth term representing the people of Ohio's 10th congressional district. He is a candidate for the 2008 Democratic nomination for president. Congressman Kucinich, good luck, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. Take care.
Bye now.